One bet, two bet, three bet, four. Omega brought in a big score.
Experimental unit Clone Force 99. The defective clones with the desirable mutations. They call themselves the Bad Batch.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another Bad Batch-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And we are back with Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 4, A Different Approach. Do you have a button? No, I guess not. Too late now. Boo. You had one job, Drew.
I know. My bad.
But we are back. And this is going to be a shorter episode because it wasn't three episodes like last week.
True.
So hopefully everyone listening has watched the first three episodes.
I would assume if you're listening, you have.
You have.
Or you at least listened to our breakdown and we spoiled it for you.
That too. But
remember the days where like we got the Mandalorian like months before like Australia and stuff?
I vaguely remember that from season
one, I think.
But anyway, before we jump in to the episode, I had a Q&A.
Oh, you did?
From last. We haven't done a Q&A for like stuff like this in a while. So my question that I posted on Spotify was, is Grogu currently at the Mount Tantus facility? And we got four answers.
Okay.
Addy says, nope, he's safe and sound with that other Jedi dude.
Good answer.
Kelleran Beck.
Jar Jar, but yeah, keep going.
Lynn the Psychic.
Oh, they probably know this, things we don't
they probably
know.
Probably know the answer is no, he isn't.
Oh, dang it.
Aaliyah says, I don't think so. Who's going to break him out? Question mark.
That's a good point.
If Tech is there, well, based on this episode of Bad Batch, Omega wants to go back and free the other clones. So
yeah, that's true. What if Omega releases Grogu?
That'd be cool. And then passes Grogu off to like Rex, and then Rex does something,
hides him, and then loses him.
Yeah. And then Jacob with a K, not a C, says, Yes, also is Tech and Snoke. Could be. Well, Tech maybe. Is definitely there. Snoke, he's either in the early phases of being made or
he's like an eyeball.
There's some some prototypes of Snoke being made. Because we do see in episode 9. On what's the name? Where is Palpatine? What's the name of that place? The planet?
I can't remember.
Whatever. There's other bodies that look exactly like Snoke. So
yeah.
Snoke isn't the only one. So, yeah. So we just had the four people. So I think Grogu's there, but who knows? We'll see. Some other time.
Me too.
Hopefully, we'll get those answers sooner than later. But. We're not here for the Grogu. We're here for episode 4. So
I was going to say, Jeremiah, you're never here for Grogu.
Yeah, I'm never here for Grogu. But we're here. Bad Batch season 3, episode 4, A Different Approach. So we might as well just jump into it. Drew, what were your overall thoughts of this episode?
It was aight.
It's aight?
Yeah. Like, up until like the last scene, I was like, oh, this is...
Which was intense.
Yes. Last scene, like, saved the episode for me. But I was like, oh, it's just kind of like a filler episode.
I mean, that was a filler episode.
I don't know. Like, what did we get? They earned money to get another ship, but yeah, then they didn't.
It's building relationship with Crosshair, bringing him back into fold. Omega trust, learning to trust him and his skills, so they can work as a team.
I'm not saying it's not an unnecessary filler episode, but
well, that's what a filler episode is. It's doesn't add anything to push the story forward.
It just like. I feel like we built a lot of the relationship knowing that she saw him every day for like 160 days, you know, like.
Yeah, but there was only so much that they could do when one was behind bars and he never wanted to like do anything anyway.
He still escaped with her.
Because she opened the door. Like, what are you using to stay in a cell? I think he was very reluctant because he felt so powerless. But now that they're free. And he can actually do something. It's good that
he actually like was willing to do it her way and like didn't leave her behind. And
yeah, I think
just take the money. So I mean, yes, there was parts of this episode that I feel like were necessary for the story. I just felt like it kind of dragged a little bit longer than I wanted. The art style was amazing. It was really cool. The gambling and stuff like was pretty sweet, and like at a certain point you like thought she was gonna get caught. Like, I don't know, suspenseful things during that scene. That was pretty cool. I like their new outfits. I thought those were pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was probably the last time we see those outfits.
Yeah, I know. And then, yeah, I don't know. And then the final scene was amazing, super intense.
Right.
Like, I didn't get teary-eyed, but I would understand why people would.
Right. Because they were crying, too.
Yeah, like.
Omega and Wrecker were crying. I don't think Hunter cried. But
no, if I was, like, watching it, like, by myself without Miles trying to beat me up in the middle of that scene. He was, like, climbing on me and, like, trying to make me play Paw Patrol with him. I was like, bro, I'm trying to watch this scene. So, like, if I did a live reaction, I probably would have, like, teared up.
Had one tear, not two.
Maybe. It's just kind of hard because, like, we know that they were far apart for a while, but then we didn't really get to feel it. Like, kind of how you said you kind of wanted it not them to end up right away together, you know?
Oh, that means we were wrong about you were wrong about your theory.
Which what? I don't remember.
That they were both ship groups were going to go to Pabu. And this random, oh, hey, I guess we were back together again.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen, which I'm happy.
Are you happy with that? That they found each other so quick?
No.
No.
It is what it is. I didn't think it was going to be that fast because I was just thinking, okay, this whole season is going to be them in two separate groups trying to find each other.
Like a Stranger Things feel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like maybe...
The in finale, the team is together.
Or even if like they were in communication with each other, but like they couldn't meet up together. So they're like... working separately, but also in communicate where they have to like coordinate with each other, like try and get stuff done. But like, I don't know. It like it is what it is. So now I guess it's just gonna be because like last week, okay, we were thinking, okay, it's gonna be going into the season. Okay, the whole season is gonna be Hunter and Wrecker trying to rescue Omega, and then we're like, okay, well maybe now it's gonna be Omega and Crosshair trying to rescue Hunter and Wrecker at some point when they go to Tantus.
Get caught.
But, like, now the band is back together. So it's like, what exactly is the plot going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And so, which I think it's cool that, like, we don't know. Like, we don't have it all figured out. So it's like, we don't know what to expect. But is it going to center around trying to free the clones on Tantus? Like, is that what it's gonna end up being? I don't know.
It's hard to say. Like, it could be that, or it could be them running the whole time. Because I feel like at this point, Omega is like the most wanted person in the galaxy.
Right. Omega and Crosshair. And so it's like, but like, they're going to ditch that cargo ship that they stole. And they're going to be back on the H&M. And they're just going to leave. Unless the Empire like shows up like right away in next episode.
While they're lollygagging, staring at him.
Right. But like, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
But
like, I feel like a lot of this season now, I mean, we're kind of jumping the gun, but we're going to get a lot of suspenseful, like, not trusting Crosshair, and then Omega, like, vouching for him, and
right,
there'll be some, like, unnecessary drama situations, and then he'll most likely sacrifice his life for someone.
Yeah, probably. I'm just looking forward to next week to see how that tension, like, is it
figures out.
Yeah, because Hunter and Wrecker were not happy to see him.
No.
So, but I don't know. Anyway, but I liked the episode.
Yeah.
I like I said, I liked how it was like trust building between the two, Crosshair mm-hmm. and Omega. I thought it was super funny how Omega was so good at gambling. Because like, I remember it was a season, back in season one, I think it was when she was making money for Sid in the bar, like playing space chess, or Degeric, or whatever it was. So I thought it was funny. And now this is like a new game, though. That wasn't Sabacc.
No, it wasn't really. I don't think so. Well, it's not the version that we know how to play.
Yeah, it's not like one that you can buy the game and play at home.
It was Sabacc cards.
Yeah, it was same shaped cards, unless that's just like all of our cards are all square rectangles in our games.
Yeah, that we make. It could and be one Star of those. Wars is just, those are just cards,
right? So, but I thought that Imperial officer was an interesting design. Like we never seen like an officer like
fat,
not skinny and in shape. I don't know.
I think we've but they don't last very long.
Like, I don't remember any though. Like off the top of my head.
It seems like he's been put on this planet and he's never left, and because he's been.
I don't know. I also feel like because he had like a Scottish accent kind of. Like I wonder if this story happened to like parallel something in Scottish history or something. I don't know anything about history, but I know they do that in Clone Wars a lot, like, or in alien groups. They're all based on other cultures and their history and stuff. So, I don't know. If you're a history buff, did this episode
mean anything?
Have anything to do with Scotland? Be interesting to find out. But, yeah, the ending was great. Because, like, the shift in music, like, it was one of their main themes or whatever, them embracing and celebrating, and then it turns, like, dark and scary, big standoff at the end. We're just staring at each other. So I thought it was good at the end.
For sure.
But yeah. So we might as well just jump into scene by scene. So immediately the ship is completely destroyed, basically going through hyperspace and it's falling apart. Classic Star Wars, ships never working. But this is like really bad. All systems are failing. And they get ripped out of hyperspace. And they crash land. And I believe, I don't know if it was the city or the planet's name, but it was Lau, L-A-U. So I don't know if it's the city or the planet, but they crash land on Lau. And the ship is beyond repair. And what do you think of their crash, they crash, whatever, and they're yelling at each other. And Batcher is trying to get out, and Tech's chair is blocking it, and he's just not even moving. He's like letting the dog like. I'm like, dude, just get up for a second. Like, I don't know.
It was funny.
Kind of funny. But immediately, Crosshair is in like survival mode, and he's like, "We got to get out of here right away. They're gonna be searching for the ship." But Omega's like, we gotta send him a signal, like to the Hunter and Wrecker. We gotta do all that stuff. Like, we don't got time. We gotta go. So they go.
Well, and the thing died too. They couldn't even send a signal.
Right.
But Omega's like, oh, let's replay. this is going to take forever to repair. And he's like, we're not going to repair this.
Yeah. And so it then jumps back to Mount Tantus, and Dr. Hemlock goes and confronts Nala Se in her cell. And he's like, it's kind of interesting that after all these months of testing Omega, she's had no positive results. But the moment Emery does the blood testing, it's an immediate positive for the M-count transfer. And Nala Se like, oh, there's always going to be false positives. You can't. There's no perfect testing out there, blah, blah, blah. And Hemlock's not buying it. So, I don't know. I feel bad for Nala Se. I think she's finally going to die this season.
I'm sad. Yeah, probably.
It's weird because, like, before Bad Batch, like, no one cared about Nala Se. And now I'm, like, worried about her. Like, she's just, like, trying to, like, not be evil, but she's being forced to, and now she's trying to like save someone's life, and now she's like held captive still. Mm-hmm. So I feel bad for her, but hopefully if she has to go out, it's her saving somebody rather than just
going out
because they execute her. But we'll see. So we're back in the city. Crosshair and Omega, they're walking through the city trying to like be all nondiscreet, but there's an Imperial presence on this planet. What did you think of the stormtrooper that had like the poncho on?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool. Never seen a.
It kind of reminded me of when Rex had his on.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is cool. I don't know. I thought it was cool. I think people need a cosplay.
Yeah,
that guy. That'd be kind
of
cool.
There definitely will be. I want to see crossplay of this version of the trooper.
Of the stormtrooper with that mm-hmm. helmet? Yeah, it's a whole new helmet design. So I'm sure there's some people out there already working on it, already have it.
Probably already have it, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool to see all the cosplay that comes out of this season of Bad Batch, because there's a lot of stuff. Like Dr. Hemlock, that guy's a cool guy. It's a simple thing, but like, doing the hair like him, doing his outfit, mm-hmm. I think it'd be cool cosplay. But you got to have good hair for that, though.
Yeah, don't pick me.
Just comb it forward, Drew. I could probably pull him off.
You could do it.
But then I have to
shave
my facial hair. I don't know about that. That'd
you have to do what I did over the weekend.
That'd be kind of rough for me to do. I don't know. I'm not a cosplay kind of person.
You could be. Everyone could be.
Well, anyone could be. You're right.
Ask Grace. She'd be like, yeah, you are. Everyone is.
I don't know. Grace, if you're listening, what would it take? What would be the primary, like the main suggestion of a cosplay that I could, like, who do you think I could pull off? I could maybe pull off
Yoda?
What? Kanan Jarrus.
Yeah, you have to grow your hair out.
Grow my hair out, or just enough to make it look shield. Like, or grow it out just enough to like where it's the end of season 4 when he just like cuts his hair off and it's just all like choppy and short. True. I could do that,
or just have a wig.
Yeah, if I'm gonna do a cut, I'm gonna grow the whole hair out, do the man bun, and everything.
You should do it,
but that's just a lot of.
If I had hair again, I would do it.
But you don't, so.
No, well, you know.
What bald characters are there in Lobot from Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah, well, what's that bounty hunter dude?
Which one?
The one that you like see for like 5 seconds in Empire Strikes Back.
I mean, Dengar?
Yeah, I could do Dengar. Bald? I think so.
I thought he looked like a mummy. I thought he just had like a turban.
Yeah, but you could like turban it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm talking about a bald Star Wars character that you
Mace
could.
Mace Windu?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Samuel L. Jackson said recently?
No.
Like, he's super on board.
He wants to do it so bad.
the comeback. He actually, like, people always say he's like this rumors, right? He wants to do it or he just makes some passing, but he's like super gung-ho about coming back because he thinks Mace Windu survived the fall.
Well, he knows his Star Wars then because no one.
I'm saying
unless if were... Tech is actually dead in the show, he will be the first person in Star Wars to fall to his death and die.
So the best chance they had to bring him back was be the person who saved Grogu from the temple and then died going. That would have been, I would have been fine with that. Then bring him back.
Like he fell and then all of a sudden Grogu is like there and then he grabs him. And
or runs. He just goes, runs back to the temple.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't at the temple. He was just at the, I guess was Emperor's or the Chancellor's office. Was like, was that at the Senate building?
Oh yeah, it was, huh?
But I don't. But is that at that Senate building or is that a separate location? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I'm assuming it's at the Senate building.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I think so.
But maybe a what if they could do a what if
live what action what if?
Ooh, that'd be fun. Then they could bring him back for that. Then he'd be.
They'd have to like de-age him.
Dude, he already looks,
I mean,
good for,
he's better like than Luke, for sure.
He's like 75 years old. They could, it'd be easier to de-age Samuel L. Jackson than it would be to de-age Hayden Christensen, and they did a great job de-aging Hayden Christensen, so.
Because that boy's on his tractor all the time. He got wrinkly from the sun.
Something like that. But we're here for Bad Batch. I don't know, I don't even know how we got on that thing, but. They're back in the city. They're wearing their clone uniform or their cloning uniforms, whatever. And so they're like, we got to get
their jail uniforms.
Basically. And so, because like they're going to stick out too much. And so they steal some clothes, which I guess this is classic storytelling, is to steal someone's clothes hanging up to dry. But,
in like a gloomy, wet planet.
Yeah, it was cold.
Well, you could see their breath. When they crashed, I was like, dude, is this man or it almost kind of looked like
what
I was gonna say, the Mandalorian planet, but I know the name. Yeah, it kind of looked like it, like with the spiky, like the spike stuff, crystals coming out of the ground.
Yeah, a little bit, but.
That would have been crazy if they landed there. Like, how would they have got out of that situation?
I don't know. That would have been really weird if they did that.
That would have been kind of cool.
But they start making their way through the city, and they make their way to the spaceport because they want to sneak onto a ship and just get off planet. And Crosshair, he's like ready just to kill everyone. I can take out half of them before they even know what was going on. And Omega's like, no, like, let's just see if we can do this a little nicer. And she kind of goes up to the attendant at the whatever. And hey, we need two tickets to get off planet. And they're like, well, what's your chain? You got your chain codes? I totally forgot about that. They need their chain codes, which they don't have. So she's like, oh, we lost them, but can we still get on? No. And she's like, well, was there a monetary way we could get through this without? And at first I thought this lady was going to be like guards. They're trying to do a
get them.
And they're going to have to run. But she's like, are you suggesting that I could take a bribe? And Omega's like, if that's what you want to call it, because she didn't want to say anything directly. And she's like, all right, fine. But $15,000 a person, so 30,000 credits. And so we don't know how much credits are. Like,
yeah.
I always just assume it's like a dollar. Like one credit is a dollar. But I don't know if it's like
that or not. That's so much money to find off the street.
Right. So I'm thinking it's more like $3,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If I had to guess. But I don't know. It could be like $30,000 still, just because you don't want to get caught over $3,000 if you get caught by the Imperial's
Yeah.
presence. So you gotta make it at least worth your while. So maybe $30,000 is what 30,000 credits is, but who knows?
It's a lot of money.
And so, but hey.
But then they give that kid like 5K then?
Yeah. I don't know. It's the desperate friend.
But I guess the cost of living might be different too. Like 5K to them might be like $500, you know?
Maybe. I don't think there's really any.
We don't have a way standard to know the price of.
Yeah. Who knows? We got to get a whole like Star Wars economics book to like be made.
There's definitely something in Wikipedia that tells us how much their money is actually worth.
Maybe.
Chat, maybe. Look it up.
But they start walking back into the city trying to find a way to make money. And they go to by a bar and they see some Imperial troopers, stormtroopers walk out with like credits in their hand. And Omega's like, I got an idea. And so she goes in there and they sit at the table and there's a Trandoshan playing whatever card game they're playing. And he's like the best, taking everyone's money. And Crosshair's like, well, we don't have any money to bet with. And she's like, well, he doesn't know that. I thought that was kind of funny. And Crosshair's like, oh my gosh, we're all going to get caught. We're going to get killed, whatever. But immediately Omega just keeps winning. Which they set that up in season one that she's good at gambling. So
I thought that was kind of crazy.
Thought that was cool.
Like, you're watching a kid's show and it encourages you to lie, steal, and gamble. All in within like 3 minutes of this episode.
All that stuff.
Steal clothes.
Yep.
Bribe people and lie and gamble. Classic Star Wars.
Classic Star Wars. But it paid off because she gets all this money. And then Imperial officer comes in. I didn't catch his name. I probably should have looked it up. But
we'll just call him Big Juicy.
Big Juicy. I thought this is Big Juicy back here. Isn't that what you named?
Oh, true. That is Trooper Big Juicy. Dang
background. It. But I never agreed to that. So you can call whoever you want.
Big Juicy. It could be more than one Big Juicy.
This guy. How was this guy in the show? Is Lil Juicy. How about that?
Okay. Lil Juicy.
Lil Juicy.
Lil.
Officer Juicy.
Officer Juicy.
But he comes in and he notices that it's buzzing in the bar and he's like, oh, it's pretty busy here. That's good for us. And so he goes to the bartender who's a droid and just collects his tax or whatever you want to call
fee
and sees Omega doing well. And the guy walks over and tells the Trandoshan to get out of here. And so he sits down. He's like, all right, well, maybe we can play the game and you can play someone that actually knows what they're doing. I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting how this plays out. And everyone in the crowd is like watching because they're just amazed at how good Omega is. And then it's this like showdown between this little girl and an Imperial officer. And he thinks that he won. And Omega plays 3 cards to beat him.
Exodia.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what she played. I was like, whatever. It was a orange, purple, and blue card or something like that. I guess it was like a royal flush, basically. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But she wins 20,000 credits from him. So that was cool. And he like willingly... like, say, hey, she won fair and square. Like, we're not going to, like, just not, whatever. So, we should mention that halfway through this match, he kicks the dog out because it's, like, growling at him and stuff. And so, Crosshair brings Batcher out.
Mm-hmm.
So Crosshair comes back in or whatever. And Omega collects the money, and her and Crosshair are about to leave. But then the officer gets a message from one of the troopers that there was a found Imperial shuttle that crashed He's like, I don't understand. There wasn't supposed to be an arrival today, but then he immediately connects the dots. It's like, my question is, if he didn't have the information, was he going to let her go with the 20,000 credits? Like, was he actually that fair?
I don't think so.
Because it wasn't until after he got that information that he said, oh, you have a fine for gambling because it's illegal.
I think he was just going to do that no matter what because he seems like
that. I don't know, because they were already walking out and he wasn't following them.
Yeah, but he seems like kind of scrummy. He made the droid pay a fine.
Yeah, that's just part of being occupied. You got to pay your dues for your protection.
I think like every bad guy in Star Wars, they're always scrummy. Besides Thrawn. Thrawn would have let him win, but then Thrawn would have won anyways, though.
He would have recruited Omega. Hey, you want to join my team? Exactly. I see a lot of potential in you. But I don't know. Part of me wants to think that he was actually going to let her go scot-free, but I don't know.
But we'll never know.
So he charges a 10,000 credit fee, which was half of his losses. But then she counted the money that she had left over, and she had 35,000 credits. So she had a total of 45,000 credits that she won from having no money at all. But cool. So she has the 30,000. So it's enough for two tickets, and they have leftover money. Great. So they leave, and Batcher is nowhere to be seen. And so there was this kid that was like selling Melu runs or whatever. It looked like Melu runs.
Yeah, it did.
Fruit out there. This face is covered. Like, we don't know what he looks like, whatever. And he's like, well, I know. I know where it went, but it's going to cost you. I want 10,000 credits. And Crash was like, I'm not having any of this bull crap. And he, you know, gets up to the kid. All right, fine. 5,000. That's my final offer. So that leaves him with 30,000. Just enough to get the tickets. Perfect. Works out just fine. But Omega is like, well, I'm going to get Batcher. But Crasher is like, well, I'm going to the
ship.
Shuttle. Whatever. And transport. So the space. Yeah, spaceport. And so, but she's like, well, I don't care. You can take all the money. I'll figure out my own way. Like, if you got to go, you got to go. And she's like, I'm not leaving him behind. She helped us escape.
Without her, we wouldn't be here.
Right. And so she just leaves, and Crosshair starts walking away. Then he stops and looks back, and like, all right, he has a soft heart. So there's some, you know, his story arc of not leaving people behind. Like, we saw that last season, and then this season, like, he was like, well, I'd leave you no problem. But now he's doesn't even believe that. So he's having a change of heart more and more that he's actually caring about people, even though he doesn't want to directly express those feelings and thoughts. But so she goes to this spot that is kind of like a not a warehouse. What's again, open air warehouse called?
A freight. It's like,
I think of a word. It's on the tip of my tongue. Like a
docking port.
Docking port. I don't know. Whatever. So there's all of these cages of animals. And, okay, there's two things that they did in this scene, this whatever, that mimicked Jurassic Park. So, like, when you first get there, you hear, like, one of the bigger cages, like, being carried or whatever, and it sounds like the Velociraptor that they have in the cages in the first Jurassic Park one. And then later on, when they all get let it go, those ones, like, they look like ostriches or whatever. Reminded me of that scene when they're being chased by all those
little tiny dinosaur things.
Like the ones that are like, I don't know, like 10 feet tall or whatever. Like before, like the fence scene or whatever, when they climb the fence. Like, it reminded me of that. Like, this is like
that definitely stampede.
Yeah, the stampede thing. Like, they definitely stole from Jurassic Park. They should have had that Imperial officer guy, like, sit on a toilet.
And then yeah, that would have been dope. Then it would have been like that too, when like it just the monster grabbed him and pulled him in and ate him. Spoilers, yeah.
But Omega, she gets there and she like starts to climb in or whatever, and then Crosshair is like, "All right, I'm here. Whatever, I'll help you." But I want you to know that my skills are not being utilized. And she's like, noted. And so they start sneaking around. And then immediately, Little Juicy. I knew you were going to come here. You think I don't know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you had an animal, but you need a pet license to have an animal. And now we're going to charge you. So I want $30,000 or all my money back, whatever you said. And then you're going to get arrested, blah, blah, blah. And so they're surrounded. And Omega just sighs. He's like, all right, Crosshair, we can do it your way. And so he just starts shooting everybody. And
yeah, that was pretty cool.
Omega runs to the control panel and opens all the cages.
Pushes one button, everything opens.
Which is this...
typical Star Wars.
Typical Star Wars. And all these animals, alien creatures, monsters, they get released. So there's like little ones, little birds and things crawling around. And like you got like these, like we mentioned, like these big giant ostrich looking things. They're like tall, skinny dinosaur things that just start running and stampeding. And it's just chaos everywhere. And this whole time we see that there's like this big cage with some giant monster. And we don't know where it is. And so there's just chaos, nonstop chaos. Crosshair is trying to shoot everybody he can. Omega go gets Batcher. They run to the cargo ship. And she starts, you know, doing what she has to do to steal it. And then Crosshair makes his way towards the ship. And while he's, I think it's after he gets on or is about to get on, that's when the officer...
Well,
juicy.
You forgot the part. He picked up the money, too.
Crosshair?
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
Yeah. Because the officer dropped the money when Batcher attacked him. And then so Crosshair ran by him, scooped up the bag.
Oh, I didn't know.
So they have 30K, too.
Interesting.
Which I assume because we saw that, there'll be something that they have to pay 30K for. And Omega's like, I got it.
Yeah. I can't believe I missed it. But anyway, big little Juicy, he falls on the ground and then the big cage opens up and we don't see what's in it fully. We just see some big giant tentacles come reach out and grab.
Suck them in.
So I'm guessing it could have been like a Rathtar or something.
It kind of seemed like the tentacles like remind me of those things in like episode 7. That Han and them were running from?
Yeah, the Rathars.
Yeah, that's what I would assume it was.
But I don't think we'll ever know. But
we'll probably won't know. Were you hoping to have a Zilbeast come out of one of those cages?
No, I wasn't expecting that at all. I think
that
it was
would
just,
have been so cool.
I think it was just native animals to this
planet. Do you think they're shipping them to there to get tested on?
No.
No? No.
I don't think that. I don't know. Maybe. Could be. Maybe that's any time the Empire is collecting animals or just doing it for research purposes, but I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Unless they were just all pets and no one had license and they just confiscated. They just confiscated.
But it was a cargo ship. It seemed like they're loading up that ship.
Well, yeah, because they had to confiscate all these animals and they're like, we need a big cargo ship to transport all
pound.
These. Yeah. So someone had a pet Rathtar that got taken because he didn't have his animal license.
Little Jimmy was taken.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, he ate good, though. He ate a little Juicy. And...
Yep. And so, yeah, they jump on Crosshair Omega. They get out of there right away, and they're safe. They're going through hyperspace, and she's like, I sent a encoded message to Crosshair and Hunter. Hopefully they get it. We're going to meet at some remote place. And Crosshair was like, okay, but the ship is going to be easily tracked. So we have to ditch it right away. So she's just hoping that the rendezvous point works.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get to the system. Now, I have to go back and look from season one. But was this the moon on Ryloth? Because remember when they go, they meet like Hera's family or whatever, and they get like the weapon shipment from...
Mm-hmm.
And like they go to this moon that's like breathable.
That's what it seemed like. Because it wasn't a planet.
Because there was a planet, and then like there was like two planets, and then this was like the moon.
Yeah.
And I remember they left Ryloth before and went to the moon to do that swap with the weapon swap with the Bad Batch. And so like I have to go back to season one and just look at that scene and see if it's the same two planets. But if it is, maybe we'll see Hera again next episode.
That'd be cool.
And some Cham Sandu. Maybe we could actually see how Hera's mom dies.
Ooh.
Which would be cool because we don't know how that happened because she's still alive last time we see her. So I'm hoping that'd be cool to see Hera again.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not. Maybe it's not the same moon, but who knows. But they get to this planet and then we see the moon and they see the MNH parked on the surface. And so Omega and Crosshair land. Omega runs out. And first person to walk out is Wrecker. And he's like, well, this is a great sight or something like that. And they run to each other and they're both crying. Their tears, animated tears going down their cheeks. And very emotional.
Yeah.
He's like, we haven't stopped looking for you at all. We've gone around the galaxy four times trying to find you, blah, blah, blah. And then we see in the background Hunter come through the door. And it was actually five times we went across the galaxy to find you. We never stopped. We never gave up. But you found us first.
You ended up finding us first.
Yeah. And so that was cool. And so then she runs and embraces Hunter. And he's like, we're glad to have you back. We missed you, but how did you escape on your own? And she's like, I had help. And she was like happy to say that she had help. And then you see Hunter kind of lean his head over to look. And then you see Wrecker turn around. And you see Crosshair walking down the ramp. And the music changed, and it was intense.
It was rough.
No words were spoken.
Uh-uh.
It was just complete silence. Hunter and Wrecker, they stood there like, you could see that they were kind of like angry.
Wrecker's eyebrows like went like angry.
And so, like, then they did like a wide shot of them like, I like when Star Wars does those wide shots. When
yeah,
it's like you just see the whole scene in one thing. So they're each on their ship sides and they're looking at each other with the lights, you know, coming out from their ships. And I don't know. Okay, this is I don't know if they do this a lot or not, but like I feel so they kind of had like a shot of just Crosshair. And usually, I feel like in movies and stuff, when you do that, they zoom in on the character slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, they were zooming out on him. And I just felt like that.
It was different.
It felt different when they did that. I don't know. Maybe they do that more often than I think. But I noticed that when I was watching that, they were zooming out when it was a close up on Crosshair. And then it was went back to Hunter and Wrecker just staring back. And that's it.
Yeah.
Super intense at the end. Cliffhanger. So we don't know what what's gonna happen next. Like, obviously, it's gonna
but
be.
I do want to say I did call something.
What?
The original trailer, when I said it looked like Crosshair's gun, most likely was now because they're together.
Oh, from that opening scene in the trailer.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know yet. It could still be someone else,
bro.
It could be someone else. He could still be in that shit, but maybe that person was someone else. But also,
they're together now already.
They're together.
It is kind of surprising how fast they got to this point. Like, I didn't think at the end of this episode that was going to happen.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought they weren't going to, the two groups weren't going to get back to like second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know about you, but 27 minutes, like, it felt longer than that.
It does. These episodes.
Like, there is a part where I'm like, okay, it's done. And then they cut to, like, them landing. And I was like, oh, wait, they're not done yet? Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, I didn't, when I watched it today, I didn't even, for some reason, I didn't even think to look at the time, like, before I clicked on it. I just was excited to watch it and just clicked on it. So I was like, I didn't even know how long the episode was. Oh. It could have been, like, an hour and a half long, and I didn't even know. Like,
you didn't even know.
But, yeah, so like we said earlier, we don't know how it's going to play out next for the rest of the season, but next episode, obviously, there's going to be some sort of conflict. Hunter,
yeah.
You know, Hunter and Wrecker are definitely not going to be trusting Crosshair, but like I think you said earlier that Omega's going to vouch for Crosshair.
Yeah, and I think it could get to the point where they can't find them, and he gets desperate, and then he's like, hey, like, Omega, come back, and then your brothers can have Tech, and then like they show Tech in jail and all this stuff, and
could be. I'm just gonna go out and say it's probably not gonna be towards the end of the season that they're gonna get information about Tech, but
no.
But now this whole season is going a lot faster than we thought, so it could be some Tech action.
Well, this is episode 4. How many episodes? 16.
15 episodes.
15, so still got a lot of time left, and the group's already back together except for Tech.
So do you want to know next week's title?
What is this week's title?
A Different Approach. Oh, so basically, Omega had to embrace a different approach to things, and Crosshair had to embrace a different approach to things. So do you want to know next week's episode?
I think before that, we should drink some coffee.
Oh, yeah, we're suspense. Going kind of going fast. We should have probably done this during the gambling scene. But yes, if you have conflict with an estranged sibling,
yep,
and you need to talk things through, what better way to do that than to have a cup of coffee and or tea? And coincidentally, our sponsor for today is Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. So if you like coffee or tea, take a listen to this commercial.
Hey everyone, Andrew here. I'm pleased to tell you that the sponsor of today's episode is Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea. If you don't know anything about Wesley Andrews, you definitely should. They're an award-winning coffee roaster and shop in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they make fantastic coffee. The awesome thing is that whether you live in the Twin Cities or not, you can get their coffee beans delivered straight to your door by ordering them online. They even have a subscription service that ensures you never run out of amazing coffee. If you've been looking for some new coffee to try or a way to elevate your normal coffee routine, now's your chance. Head over to wesleyandrews.cc, use the code EMPIRERADIO, that's with a capital E and a capital R with no space at checkout, to get 15% off your first purchase of any bags of coffee or a coffee subscription. I can't think of a better deal. Get 15% off some great coffee, support a small business, and support your favorite Star Wars podcast. In the words of Emperor Palpatine, do it.
Do it. All right. Do you want to know next week's title?
Sure.
It's somewhat ambiguous, but it's called The Return. So this could be referring to the return of Crosshair. But it also, if it's Ryloth, it could be the return to Ryloth and the Scene Syndulla family.
Return of
Crosshair or Tech?
Tech.
Cause honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. Or that, but honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if next week it only takes place on Mount Tantus and we don't see anything with
The Bad Batch.
It was the Bad Batch.
Oh, I hope not. That'd be annoying.
Really?
Yeah, because then we were able to, like, have to wait another week to figure out if Crosshair got beat up or not.
Yeah. Well, they did it in season one with
the
Ryloth.
It's episodes. Probably going to happen.
Like,
it's
they just... went to Ryloth. They showed the Ryloth stuff a whole episode without Bad Batch. So they could do that again here. But, like, I'm also looking at the schedule. And so next week is one episode, but the following week is two episodes on the 13th.
Oh, wow.
So, like, there's going to be a big two-episode story arc in 2 weeks. So, like, they could do a break in the middle where they're just on Mount Tantus dealing with whatever they're doing. Nala Se might try and do something, free some more clones or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, or, like you said, maybe it could be Echo and Rex returning to the group. Maybe something like that. I don't know. Could mean a million things. Return could refer to a thousand things. So either way, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I think, I don't know. I don't have really any predictions because I don't know what they have to do. I mean, we know that they're going to go back and try to save more clones.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much all we know now. I don't know.
So I'm trying to think of, like, other places that they've been in the first two seasons where they could return somewhere. Like, I don't think they're going to return to, like, Cid because she screwed them over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any other things that they could return to. So that would be significant. Unless it's like somewhere, unless it's something with Kamino, like they return to Kamino somehow, like they, but I don't know. We won't know until next week.
We won't know until next week.
All right. Well, that's the episode. So we might as well just transition over to everyone's favorite time of every episode, voicemail time. All right, cool. All right, well, we only have one voicemail tonight. But that's fine, because the streak is still alive. And this is a short episode anyway. So I know some of you like don't like our long episodes, so this is a short one for all of you out there that like the short episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But let's listen to a voicemail from Owen, because he's always been sending some good ones lately. So let's take a listen.
Hey, Empire Radio. Owen here with another voicemail. My question for you guys is, what's your favorite opening scene in all of Star Wars? My favorite is actually Episode 7, because the whole thing on Jakku just looks really good, and Kylo Ren's just an actually cool villain in the sequel trilogy in that scene, so that's why that's my favorite. But yeah, that's my question for you guys. Thanks, may the Force be with you. Bye.
All right, cool. Well, that is a good question, Owen. Very interesting. Now he didn't specify movie or show.
I was gonna say he said all of Star Wars, so.
So he's in Star Wars. So I think we could each do a movie, and if we wanna like add like a show or like an episode opening of like a certain like series or something. But I think for me, Revenge of the Sith has a cool opening. Just a space battle above Coruscant. But like
they go down like this, that
they took the scenic route.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to think of like
that is a cool opening.
What the opening scenes are for all the other movies. Because like Episode 4 is, you know, Leia getting
they're all ship. They always start on a planet, like flying, and like Rogue One is like. And like
you got the ship come the Imperial officer you get Krennic going into the planet to get Galen Erso.
That's a cool scene. The whole Galen Erso scene is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Pretty intense, starting off hot.
But like, how did like a Phantom Menace start?
The Phantom Menace?
I don't even remember. And I know episode two is like, you know, Padme comes to Coruscant and her ship gets blown up. Like, I know that's episode two.
True. The Phantom Menace is when Obi-Wan and
Qui-Gon,
and they go meet with
Trade Federation. Is that how it opens up?
Yeah, it opens up with them landing.
Okay.
And then they leave, and then it was like a trap, and the shield's up. Remember that part?
Yep.
And then that room gets smoky, and then they start just destroying people. And then that was the first time we saw a speed running.
And we never saw it ever again.
That was super cool. Yeah, we never got to see it again.
I wonder if they're just never going to bring that back because this looks stupid.
I thought it looked sick, dude. Yeah, Obi-Wan can never run the same again, huh?
I guess not. It's like, unless it's like one-time thing you're allowed to use once as a Force user. Like,
I feel like it was useful. Like, not that useful in that scene. Like, well, unless, like, in the Clone Wars, you know, when Anakin and Obi-Wan are running, like, what if they're, like, having that conversation, but it's actually them speedrunning the whole time?
Like, because it's zoomed in on their face, like...
Yeah, we don't realize it.
We can't tell. Maybe.
That'd be funny, dude.
See, episode six is on Tatooine at Jabba's palace.
Mm-hmm.
Does episode Empire Strikes Back, is that like the probe droid getting launched and landing?
Yep.
Okay. I do like episode seven, like he mentioned, because it's cool. It's like,
what's episode eight?
That's when like the planet is getting the rebel base is being evacuated and like the big ships come.
Oh yeah.
And then Poe does his like, I need to talk to General Hux.
Mm-hmm.
That scene, which was kind of cool, I guess, but then the rest of the movie didn't work out too well, so then they kind of ruined it. And then episode nine was the light speed skipping thing, right?
I don't remember.
When was the last time you watched episode nine?
It has to be a couple years.
Yeah. How did Solo start? Was it just him running back to, like, where he stayed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's not, like, too many, like, really good openings to Star Wars. So that's for movies. So what was your movie opening that you liked?
I think Rogue One.
Rogue One. Okay, and then other openers for shows.
My favorite one is Mando Season 1.
And that's when he gets that first bounty.
Yeah, and he like on lands, the ice planet. And like they just show the thing beeping, and then he walks into like the
yeah.
That one's really cool. Season two was really cool too, because that's when they go to they're on Tatooine.
Yeah, it's the Crate Dragon episode. But how does like what's the first scene though?
I think it was like another bar, and they enter that bar, the cantina. I think.
I don't know. I can't remember. But I really like this. I don't know if this counts, but episode nine of season seven of Clone Wars, that's like the final four arc, where it's like Obi-Wan and Anakin on that bridge. And it's like.
I feel like that counts because it's like a separate arc.
That, and it's like, it had the special opening with like special music, and like, it was like mm-hmm. Lucasfilm Limited production or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, they went, and like, this, that opening scene is like, Obi-Wan like hits that big like bomb or whatever, and like saves Cody's life. And it's just like mm-hmm. the smoke going by. You know, this is like super intense. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's my answers. Any other cool openers that you can think of, Drew?
I mean, there's so many cool openers. And, like, the Ahsoka show had a cool opener.
That was her at the ruins, right? Getting mm-hmm. the... That was cool.
And she goes and cuts the hole and stuff.
cuts the hole and she fights those HK droids or whatever. That was a cool scene.
No, season two of Mando. That's not the opener. The opener is when he goes and he goes to that he's walking and he with Grogu and they go to that fighting bar.
Oh, when they're walking through the streets of Minneapolis.
Yeah. That was a cool opener scene because, like, you get all of it. The guy gets hung and stuff. I forgot about that. I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, that's how it opens up.
It's like they just go to then MMA he's like, fight.
There's a guy who's like, I hear you have a contact that has a man that's a Mandalorian or something. He's like, yeah, he lives on Tatooine. So that's how he goes back to Tatooine, and that's when Cobb Vanth is dealing with the Krayt Dragon stuff.
Mm-hmm. That was a cool scene.
And the spice traders and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was a good one. What's season three's opener?
That was the baptism of the new recruit, the new Mando, he's staying in the water, and then like that turtle alligator shows up, and then Mando comes and saves the day.
Yeah, it's not the same feel as season one and two.
We're forgetting the Obi-Wan series, the Order 66 thing.
That starts?
Yeah.
Dude, I need to watch the Obi-Wan show again, dude.
Yeah, I like that opening scene because it's just like, or anytime you see Order 66, I just think it's super interesting.
Oh, yeah, it's like a montage of Obi-Wan's life.
Well, that's a recap, yeah.
That was pretty cool recap.
But recaps don't count as openers. But the opening scene was...
is all the kids.
The Padawans with Reva there, and then they get attacked, and it's the Master trying to get them out, and then...
Gosh, I need to watch this show, dude. Yeah. Do you remember? That actually might be the best opener, because the hype from, like, we started that show...
That whole episode, that first episode was amazing. Well,
we started it, and all of a sudden we're like, Order 66 already? Like, we're like freaking out. And then we see clones in live action, like, for the first time. Jeez, I forgot how cool that's. Dude, I gotta watch that show. I think we're sleeping on that show.
Yeah, I think it's better than what a lot of people think it is, remember it as.
I'm not saying
it's a perfect show. No issues with it, but I think it's one of those things where people are going to look back on that and like it a lot more than they did when they first watched it. So
and like we enjoyed it. I think like yes, the Reva stuff. There's like parts of it where like, but overall, like the Obi-Wan and Vader fights were so cool.
Oh, cool! Little Leia.
Oh, and she's amazing.
Vivian.
Actor.
I can't remember her last name, but her first name is Vivian. She's the goat basically at 10 years old.
Yeah,
for sure. I really hope she gets an opportunity to revise her role as Leia,
as an older Leia,
as like a teenage Leia doing something. I think that'd be really cool. Now they're probably not like, what are you supposed to do with like a senator's daughter like before the events?
Leia has a lot of books, so like there's
right
re-scheming things, getting captured
again.
A bounty hunter could try to capture her.
Season two of Obi-Wan is just like Taken two, where the daughter gets taken again.
But could be what it's like, something like a bounty hunter kidnapped. Dude, that poor girl, half her life she's been kidnapped.
She's always getting taken.
And then she always has to be like, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Because she has to like her.
She's been kidnapped twice.
But captured a third time, and she was taken as a slave by Jabba.
Yeah,
dang, she has a rough life, but yeah,
that's what made her stronger, you know. Yeah.
Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, as the kids would say, right?
What the queen says.
Yep. So, yes. So, thank you, Owen, for that.
Whatever happened to our friendly neighborhood pod racer?
Garrett? I don't know. He He won all that money. He won all that money. Went on a vacation and he never returned.
On a cruise still, or is like.
So yeah. I think maybe his story is over. I don't know. He's been absent in the Discord too. So he used to.
Maybe he never got off that boat.
I don't know. I think he's just living a high life. When he runs out of all of his money from his winnings, he's gonna come back. All right, I gotta get back to that some story racing. Just
ended.
He's like. Yeah, I went to this bar and I was playing this little girl with these cards and she took all my money and now I'm broke.
He's a little juicy.
Oh, that'd be kind of funny. But yeah, so thank you, Owen. Thank you for anyone who's listening, because this is a fun time. New episodes, new canon being released. But if you have... If you're new to Empire Radio and you want to get connected with us more, or if you're just an old-time fan and you haven't connected with us as much as you could, here's how you can. In the description of wherever you're listening, there is a link. Links.co/Empire Radio. Link spelled with two eyes. Click that. It's a landing page for everything. And so if you want to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, follow us on YouTube, Twitch. If you want to send us a voice, come on, send us a voicemail. Look, we just had one tonight. Back in the day, we used to get like 4, 5, 6 of them at a time. Tons of questions. So please send us in a voicemail if you've never sent one in. It's a lot of fun, especially you international people. We like hearing your accents. Mm-hmm. So please just send us a question. We always love non-Star Wars questions because this is episode 244. We've talked about Star Wars a lot. But if you want to ask us some random questions about anything that's family friendly, please send in a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. If you ever want to send us an email, there's a link for our email. We're part of needlesslynerdy.com, which is an entertainment network that we're part of. So go check that out. If you want to find some more nerdy podcasts and articles and content like that, go check them out. I think that is everything.
Yeah.
So yeah. So if you're made it this far, this weekend, Drew and I will be doing a YouTube exclusive review of Avatar: The Last Airbender live action remake on Netflix. And so that's just going to be on YouTube because we want to get some people to go over there and follow us on YouTube. So if you've watched that show, you get to hear our thoughts on it too. So go check that out. I finished it. Drew's still working his way through it, but this weekend it should be up probably on Sunday because we're going to record on Saturday. But that's about it. Anything else, Drew?
No, that's it for me.
All right. Cool, cool. Well, we can get out of here then. So you have been listening to another Bad Batch-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And may the Force be with you.
Always.
Needlessly Nerdy, your source for all things nerdy.
www.needlesslynerdy.com